USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Some things in America should be simple and straightforward. Perhaps the most important of those things, the most fundamental of those things, is the right to vote.
President Biden making the trip up to Philadelphia on Tuesday to speak about voting rights. The president speaking there at the National Constitution Center in Philadelphia. Biden continues.
The right to vote freely, the right to vote fairly, the right to have your vote counted.
Missouri and Arkansas are back on Chicago's coronavirus travel advisory. The Chicago Department of Public Health saying unvaccinated people who visit those states and return to the Windy City will have to quarantine. Texas House Republicans are encouraging Democrats to return to Austin for the special session. Texas Senate, House, and Democrats left the state so there would be no quorum. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
President Biden visiting Philadelphia today to speak on voting rights. The president expected to call out those who continue to claim the 2020 election was rigged. Biden's visit follows the Pennsylvania governor's veto against legislation introduced by Republican lawmakers that would have reformed the state's election process. A new Gallup poll shows many people have had it with social distancing.
A new Gallup poll shows that Americans have already moved on from social distancing. The poll conducted in June showed that less than 1 in 5 Americans said they were completely or mostly isolating themselves from people outside of their household. Nearly half of respondents said they've made no attempt to isolate themselves at all. Other results in Gallup's monthly COVID survey showed that 59% of Americans said that their social life was back to where it was before the pandemic, with 49% saying their personal financial situation had also returned to normal. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarute. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Lawmakers with Cuban roots are weighing in on the protests going on in the communist country.
The daughter of a Cuban immigrant, New York Republican Representative Nicole Malliotakis, tells Fox News the Cuban uprising is personal and should inspire all Americans to hear the calls for freedom in communist Cuba.
You know, I visited Cuba in 2009 to see my family there. It is incredibly sad to see how not only are they stuck in time with everything around them seeming that it's in the 1950s, but they don't have any aspirations or dreams or ability to pursue their goals. They're going to really stand up and say no more communism, no more socialism, we want freedom. And to see them marching in the streets with the American flag is something incredibly moving to me. They realize that we are the free country, the beacon of hope and opportunity, and they want Cuba to be like the United States of America.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
As the border crisis continues, Lieutenant Christopher Olivares of the Texas Department of Public Safety joins Fox News live from Del Rio to talk about border security in Texas.
We want to put some type of barrier so we can divert the criminal activity to other locations. That way we can focus our resources on those locations instead of being so spread out.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott calling what's happening in Texas complete abandonment by President Joe Biden and his administration. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.